Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to have the second tasting of batch 8 of 2023. So this batch is another American IPA, Hazy IPA, New England IPA take on Treehouse Brewing's recipe that they put out. Everything will be in the description below, if I can stop. So I just finished the batch 6 review, the batch 7 review, and now batch 8. Batch 6 and batch 7 were overcarbed, so I'm expecting this to be overcarbed too. Citra, Eldorado, and Sabru hops are what's used in this. I did use the big, like, pill carbonation tablets. So two of them is for 24 ounces, and these are only 22-ounce bottles, so they're going to be overcarbed. So I will try and make sure I keep an eye on this bottle because I'm sure it will be going over. So the levels right here, we will see what happens here. So this beer, 7.47% ABV. Beersmith called for it to be 6.9 and 54.2 IBUs. I've never tested that. I do put my alpha acids in Beersmith when I make the recipe to the label that I have. So even if it changes batch to batch, I always put the new one in there just so the IBUs are correct as far as I know. So off-white colored head, a little yellow coming through, pretty much all small bubbles, a little over a finger of head, orange. A little lighter than what you guys are seeing. I hope that's focusing. A little lighter orange than what you guys are seeing on camera. Yeah, and we're already up to here, and I'm sure you guys can see that. Hopefully I see it before it comes out the top. Light haze, hazy IPA is what I would call it. Let's go ahead and smell. A little bit more on the lemon lime citrus side on this one versus the other two. A little sweeter lemon lime in there. Maybe a touch of bitterness. Maybe a mango fruit. Light malt. We're almost at a double. Yeah, I would say more of that sweeter lemon lime citrus, but there is a touch of rind in there, bitterness going through there, then a touch of sweet fruit, mango fruit is what I'm pulling. So let's go ahead and taste. Bitter lime, bitter grapefruit. I'm just watching this thing creep up that we're up to here. Yeah, like a lemony grapefruit rind. Bitterness seems to be like 65. Definitely perceived more than the other two, batch 6 and batch 7 that I had today. Yeah. Yeah, I want to say like a lemon pine saw bitterness without the pine. Like that lemon is there and it's bitter. It's gonna go over. So if you've been keeping track, this is the third one I've had to do this to. And again, my guess is, depending on how, what do you want to say, new homebrewers do this, this is what's gonna happen. I don't know why. Why don't they? I love the small pearls, and that's what I always try and use. It's just my homebrew didn't have any. They weren't getting them in for like 5 or 6 days, and I had to bottle in 2. That's why I ordered the big ones. And Amazon only had the big ones at the time. So I knew what I was getting myself into. But it's going to happen. I don't know why they make them for 24. I mean, I kind of understand, but I would rather have something be undercarbed than overcarbed. So why can't they make a 12? I don't think there's a 20. A 22 and that's probably it, because the 12 would turn into a 24. So why couldn't you make, 11? I mean, we did that one. That was a long time ago. We did the one carbonation video, and I would like to play around with an 11 and a 12. Why couldn't they do that? I think they should, but that's just me. Use the small pearls. Don't use these big things. Anyway, back to this beer. I don't know if it's from that foam coming down. I smelled it because I get some more like lighter malt, like malty syrup, but definitely in that taste, that like lime, grapefruit rind bitterness goes through the whole entire palate. I'm Sabro coconut. I don't think so. But something's perceiving a lot of bitterness in this now. I don't know. I'll have to go back and watch my first video, but it seems like it's almost like it's off the charts in the back of my palate. It is humongous. Now I would say close to 100, and it's like it's just sitting there on the back of my palate. The Sabro's 15, but I don't think I've ever gotten that much bitterness from Sabro hops. It's kind of overwhelming. On this one, I'm going to go 3.5. It's not balanced. It's too much. Maybe a little dry in the back of this thing. I don't want to drink. I could drink this, but there's no reason to. But yeah, I think this one's a little overdone. I don't know what's producing all that bitterness now, but I'll have to go back and watch my first video and see if I said something about that. I don't think it was, like, it's like I could breathe like bitterness as fire or something like that. But yeah, hey, it is what it is. Don't let these sit. If you bottle them, let's get them drank and make a new batch. So
thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.